week, you can hear some fantastic tunes that you would probably not have otherwise heard because they're recorded in a faraway place in a faraway time on the other side of the world. And also tossed into the mix is some really great Canadian music, because I always play towards the end of the show some fresh music from Canada, and I usually try to keep it kind of local and play some Vancouver bands, which I will be doing today as well. Now, I just wanted to start the show this week on a bit of a solemn note, pay some tribute to an Australian artist who has just passed away. This artist's name is James Freud. My apologies. James Freud was the singer from a band called The Models, who were quite an interesting, I guess it's very hard to describe them, but an interesting sort of post-punk rock and roll band from Australia, who actually had a breakout album in the mid-80s called Out of Time, Out of Mind, Out of Sight. They'd released a few albums before that of kind of very quirky post-punk, interesting music. James Freud joined them a couple of albums in and brought a bit more of a maybe a mainstream or just a slightly more commercial feel to the band. And he had quite a lot of charisma. He was a bass player from the band and quite a good songwriter in his own right. And interestingly, the band was actually inducted into the Australian Record Industry Awards Hall of Fame just a couple of weeks back. So in recognition of the, you know, all of their recorded output and series of many live shows that they'd done throughout the 80s, so the record industry caught up and paid tribute. And the sad thing is that only 2 days later, James Freud was found dead. He committed suicide. He had a well-documented history of very severe alcohol abuse, which started way, way back when he was starting out as a musician. And he actually wrote a couple of books about his struggle. He wrote an autobiography called I Am the Voice Left from Drinking, which came out in 2002, and the sequel, I Am the Voice Left from Rehab, which came out in 2007. And both these books detailed his career in music and his addictions. He was very candid with his struggles. The title of the first book, I Am the Voice Left from Drinking, is taken from one of his lyrics from his song Barbados, which is probably the song that he is most remembered for, at least in Australia. In terms of their sort of popularity or level of recognition, they were around at the same time as bands like In Excess and Midnight Oil that really got quite a lot of popularity overseas, but The Models kind of kept a pretty strong following in Australia but never really reached that international market. But that's not to say that they weren't worthy of that. They were quite a great band, and in fact the Out of Mind, Out of Sight album did get them a little bit of airplay overseas in North America, but I guess a tragedy befell the band, or at least James. Just a couple of days after they were inducted into the Hall of Fame, and in fact the acceptance speech that was given by one of the other songwriters on the night, he cryptically mentioned to the audience that James has had another bicycle accident, and that was probably code for he'd fallen off the wagon, and he was found dead a couple of days later. So that's quite sad. He was a very talented man, and I'm going to play three songs from the classic Out of Mind, Out of Sight album. So this is The Models as the band, and it's a tribute to James Freud, who was the bass player and one of the songwriters of the band. And I just pay respect at the start of the show here for what he contributed to the Australian music world. So here are three songs from that album from 1985. This is The Models. This heart of mine, and I
Say I believe that all the bitter Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Loading Headboots, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, broadcast from the CITR studios in Vancouver, right on the UBC campus, and now broadcast in Lethbridge, University of Lethbridge Radio Station is picking up this show, and that's really, really exciting. So hello to everyone up on the prairies. And you've just been listening to my brief tribute there to James Freud. He was the bass player and vocalist from a band called The Models. Well, actually, I shouldn't say The. It's one of those bands. They're actually called Models, not The. So a band called Models from the 80s who were, I guess they were a contemporary of INXS and Midnight Oil, that kind of era where these big bands were kind of getting noted outside of Australia. Models didn't quite have that level of success and popularity, but back in Australia were highly regarded, and they were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame just a couple of weeks back. And I did mention that these tracks were played in tribute because James Freud actually just died, committed suicide only 2 days after his band was inducted into that Hall of Fame under tragic circumstances after battling quite severe alcohol addiction for many, many years. And unfortunately, he succumbed to that illness. I believe he was 51 years old and left behind a wife and kids, which is very unfortunate, but he did leave a legacy of some really great music. So that's my little tribute. The first two songs were Out of Sight, Out of Mind, and then Barbados, the two songs that he is definitely personally most remembered for. And that third song was a quirky little number that he did 5 years previously for his own band. The song was called Modern Girl. Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and let's move on from that brief tribute to play something really exciting. I just got my package in the mail from my parents from Australia for my birthday, and sitting inside the package was the brand-new album from UMI, which I'm really happy about. My brother slotted that into the package. UMI is a great alternative band from Australia who almost have defined, I guess, the Australian alternative rock and roll scene from the mid-90s onwards. They were just a stunning, stunning band who just could do no wrong for a number of years, putting out three albums, beginning with Hi-Fi Way, then Hourly Daily. And those two albums were very, very significant in the Australian alternative music world. And they've continued to put out music for many years. They're up to album number 9 now. And I just wanted to play for you the first three tracks off this CD. It's actually self-titled. They've sort of reinvigorated themselves and have formed their own label, I believe, and put out this album very independently after many years dealing with, you know, different labels and having, I guess, some of those mishaps that happened along the way, which kind of gave them forks in the road, which meant they never really made it overseas in a big way when they were sort of poised to do so in the mid to late 90s. They had, for instance, they toured with Oasis, Soundgarden, Lee Ranaldo recorded their albums. They were really in that kind of phase of ramping up, but something just didn't quite work out for the band overseas, but they're very, very highly regarded back home. So I'm going to play you the first three tracks. This is definitely a more mature sounding album. I guess they've reached that stretch, that middle period stretch, where they're maybe starting to mellow out a bit, but this album definitely rewards a deep listening, and I'll play you the first few tracks. So this is UMI from Australia.
Lose the focus. intervention didn't go as planned. Oh, he won't linger long, but he will grip your shoulder as you
the dust thrown.
So there you have it. That is three tracks from the brand new UMI album. It's a self-titled album. It's their ninth album. Been around for a long, long time, and are currently embarking on a huge tour of Australia, and more than likely they'll be back here in North America, at least Seattle. I went and saw them when they came here a couple of years back down at the Crocodile Lounge. Or was it Crocodile Club? Yeah, Crocodile Club there in Seattle, and it was absolutely extraordinary. They did a ripper of a show, and they've got quite a following in the Seattle alternative music world, to the point where there's actually a tribute band down there dedicated specifically to this one little Australian band. And there's even been a tribute, like an actual like mini festival for this band. Like, so it's funny how the world works, that little pockets of interest pop up for very specific bands. I know in Europe there are just raving fans for certain Australian bands who could definitely don't have as much recognition in their own town. You know, that's quite common in musical circles to have to branch out and find some people far, far away. But no, UMI are actually very much highly regarded in their own country, just through the constant touring and incredible live shows and just the quality of the music. So that's the brand new album. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and we're just about to get into some Canadian tracks in a little bit. Let's see. We'll play a little bit more Australian music, but first, here is this.
All right. Saturday, November 20th, it's No More Strangers at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come out and get down to the glimmering sounds of Diamond Rings. Also taking the stage will be Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon. This is an early show. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets are $11 in advance and can be purchased at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, The Biltmore, and ticketweb.ca. For more info, you can visit biltmorecabaret.com. Don't miss Diamond Rings with Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon, November 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Proudly presented by CITR.
In the full moon, full of thoughts and full of truths to keeping it straight, keeping it true with the foolproof sounds of the double rock crew. So I keep quiet when you're a sonic pilot, and you know the silence is the same as compliance. So we're double rocky when we hit the city with the sounds of the few and the voice of the many. We roam the lands with our jamming band. When we start to chant, won't you clap your hands? So move to the groove, cause it's good for you. Join in the sway, feel the vibe balloon. Things start to grow, now the seed is sown. Watch the dance floor move from head to toe. And if you can keep it, keep the secret and repeat it when you need it. Check one, two, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, check one, two, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I said, check one, two, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, check one, two, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Check my head when I rise from bed, cause the negative can get you when you're not prepared. Strive to keep it fresh, this part I stress. Keep the mind alive and watch your rhymes manifest. Stay true to the core, rise or fall, rap with the pause or talk off a cause. Sort through the mess, text or subtext, information stress of the two cleverness. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I said, I check one, two. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
special treat. A special treat for locomotive feet. Got to get the right grooves into you. Digest the best and take no less. I digress. In this moment of rest, pull the threads together to reassess. So dance when you can and understand. Inertia is a curse that can break a man. But we got the remedy for the stationary. If you're still stuck, it's time to get ready. We play with the passion. Fuck the fashion, forego the sensor. See what happens. Now we're heading for the mainstream. But we mainly sing the same thing. Singing it to loud and singing it to proud. Come and join in if you're in the crowd. Check one, two, what? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? I said, I check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Oh, I said, check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Check one, two. What? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now? Am I coming through? I said, I check one, two. What?
Kitchenette, and I'm gonna get a pot to cook you in. I stick my fingers in your biscuit jar and crush all your gingerbread men, 'cause I want. Try not to wake the executioner. He's sleeping where the farmer's at. He leaves his glass eye on the pillow, baby. And his dentures floating there in a glass. Oh, come and makes it hard to relax. It makes it hard to relax. When I want you, hey, I want you to be my friend. Oh, come on. This husband of yours ever given to you? Oprah Winfrey on a plasma screen. In a Buddha juggy buck to the imbeciles. The ugliest fucking keys I've ever seen. Kids to play down on the street. Hey, shouldn't you put shoes on their feet? It's getting hard to relax. It's getting hard to relax. Hey, look out the window. Who's that? Who's that coming out the back stairs? Tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick
don't really dig him. And I can see that you want it to quit. But if you wanna get your hand out of the cookie jar, you're gonna have to let go of the biscuit.
I feel so wasted.
we are back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the UBC campus in Vancouver. My name is Matthew, and this is the regular Stranded Australian-Canadian Music Show. Now, I am going to play for you some Canadian music here. Well, actually, we just did. That was a band called The Jolts. Now, they are a great band here from Vancouver, and they do a fair bit of touring up in Alberta. They're quite well known up in Edmonton and Calgary. Just before that, of course, you heard, well, at the top was Double Rookie. They're a band from Canberra. And in the middle was Grinderman. How could we forget Nick Cave? Well, it's impossible to, I think. Nick Cave and Grinderman from the Grinderman 2 album. And we played the song Kitchenette, which is the seventh song off the Grinderman 2 album. And yes, that was followed by the Jolts. Now, just a quick announcement here. I want to let you know about a really fantastic event that's coming up very soon here in the city. It is a great fundraiser for the Earth Summit 2012 campaign launch. Now, this is going to be on 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th at the Fortune Sound Club in Chinatown. You'll actually have the chance to meet renowned Canadian actors and artists, chat with leading sustainability thinkers, enjoy an eco-fashion show. There's an amazing live art created to contemporary violin music, and there's auctions for green swag and services. This is really quite a significant event because the Earth Summit 2012, it's really a fantastic chance for civil society to get out and be heard. This is, I guess, in my mind, it seems like sort of a better alternative to things like the G8, you know, these great big global movements that are dominated by the neoliberal agenda. Something like the Earth Summit is really wonderful for getting the voice of people out and getting real representatives of civil society to speak about issues that affect everyone. So this is the Earth Summit 2012 campaign launch and fundraiser, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 24th of November. And I'm just going to give you a phone number to call for tickets because we're getting close. You can call Andrea on 778-881-9121. So again, this is for the Earth Summit 2012 campaign launch and fundraiser, 7 p.m. Wednesday, November 24th. That number again for tickets is 778-881-9121. Okay, now we're getting towards the end of the show, so what I wanted to play for you is a little bit of a treat. I like to keep it local and play Vancouver music when I can, when I get to the CanCon, and I want to play for you Vancouver Nights. A wonderful young lady called Sarah Lapsley is, for all intents and purposes, Vancouver Nights. It is her project, and she is a long-term musician in Vancouver, currently playing with a group called Lovers Love Haters, who are playing at the Media Club on the 25th. So I wanted to play both acts, the new album from Lovers Love Haters and Sarah's solo work. So this song was recorded in 1999 off the Vancouver Nights self-titled album. I'm going to play you first track, Nakoon Park. And then I'll play for you some Lovers Love Haters to get you in the mood for what you might want to see at the Media Club on the 25th. So here we go. This is Sarah Lapsley with Lovers, my apologies, with Vancouver Nights from 1999.
Yeah. night in park. Was the rush of the waves on the rocks and the caves? The song of the northern lights. The first thing that I did at night in park was to run like the wind till the end of the world, where the rose meets the golden.
Could ever change your fate, fold your hands. The Italian Chamber of Commerce in Canada West is proud to announce the fifth edition of Dine Italia, a recognized, prestigious restaurant dining promotion which celebrates Italian food and wine and is combined with flavors of Italy. We invite you to visit British Columbia's favorite restaurants from November 8th to 20th to come out and enjoy a delicious 3 or 4 course Italian dinner for an unbeatable price. For a list of participating restaurants, menus, and additional information, please call 604-682-1410 or visit dineitalia.com.
And that's it for the show. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcast every week at this time, 11 till midday. And we do have the Parts Unknown show at 1 p.m. with the amazing Chris Horrific. And before that is Alternative Radio, which I'll be beginning in a matter of seconds. And just a reminder, of course, you're going to be hearing a lot about the fun drive coming up. The CITR annual fun drive will be on from tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow for 10 days. So I will have my own fun drive show this time next week. So I hope to hear from some of you on the phone, and I'll be definitely talking up the wonderful aspects of this station, and there are many, many of them. To contribute to this station is a wonderful thing. It's something you can do right here in your community for a station that is really standing out as a voice for integrity in music and in programming of news, because as we know, there's a lot out there that maybe is not as truthful when it comes to news and popular culture. And I think the programmers here at the station all share an interest in authenticity and really doing their best to produce quality programming that has an effect on people, to raise awareness of what's really going on in the world, and to educate you, as I do every week with this show, to educate you about music that's happening from elsewhere. So this is Stranded. My name is Matthew, and I will